Yeah. The cross bearing that we have is directly associated with Jesus' cross bearing. Is that right? In other words, he said, follow me, take up your cross and follow me. And when you first started talking, you're talking about mortifying the deeds of the flesh. And then as you went, you included like afflictions that are in the world and things like that. So it seems that it covers all of the categories of things that are against us. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus didn't, when he died on the cross, he was suffering for sins, though they were not his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even before that, he was suffering when he was in the world. He was like headed to the cross his whole life, if you want to put it that way. That's why he came. He came to give his life. So there's an association with putting away the sinful deeds of the flesh, but there's also things that just because we're here,
that's right,
and we're men, women, you know, people, that we have to deny also.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to see if I was clear on that, because
it's all related to the denying the flesh, though. Even these other afflictions are...
Right. But when Jesus was tempted, to eat bread in itself wasn't a wrong thing. And we have appetites, too, but there's times when we probably shouldn't eat, because
yeah,
it would cross over or whatever, you know, and not be the right thing. So I just wanted to see the range of it.
Or denying the flesh is denying the old man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Put to death the old man.
Yeah, and the lust thereof.